Hello, everyone. Princess April here. Welcome to my own special brand of erotic storytelling combined with original and timed musical accompaniment. This is a story from my Animal series, which follows a sweet, slutty girl named Tracy and her friend April, who coaxes her into doing naughty things. All the stories in this series share the same intro, but they don't need to be listened to in any kind of order. They simply follow a similar theme. And just to be clear, there is no sexual activity involving animals, other than humans, in this story. This particular story centers around the exploration of cum play, and also has elements of group sex, anal, and coaxing. As with all my stories, everything you hear is original, from the script to the performance, the music, and the sound effects. It was made by an adult for adults, and contains very explicit sexual themes and language. It was posted on soundgasm.net and shared with Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. Copyright 2016 through 2019. All rights reserved. So, let's get on with it, shall we? And thank you again for listening. Tracy, it's Princess April. It's wonderful to see you again, sweetie. You know how much I love spending time with you, and I know you're very excited and a little jumpy. You never know what's going to happen next, do you? That's perfect, Tracy. I like keeping you on your toes, with a pair of tall plastic heels on your feet. Seriously, though, I think it's time we dug a little bit deeper into your silly little brain. We need to drill down and find out what makes Tracy tick. I want to get you in touch with your most primal, basic instincts, because in order to understand you, I need to see you at your most vulnerable. No, I don't want your opinions, Tracy. What I need is to coax out the real you. That horny, drippy little girl who doesn't think before she reacts. That way, I can stimulate you, observe you, and hopefully understand you a little better. Besides, you trust me, don't you? Of course you do. So why don't you lie down, Tracy, and don't worry about a thing. You can even take off your panties if you want to. Have you been a good girl lately? Have you? Well, maybe you've been a slutty girl. Easy, eager, and always available. And that's definitely good. Or maybe you've been an obedient girl. Sweet, deferential, and generous. And that's good, too. A good girl is both slutty and obedient, isn't she? But sometimes it's hard to be both. It can be very confusing, especially for a simple girl like you. You know, maybe talk like this bothers you. Maybe you wish you were an intelligent girl, a respectable girl, who overcomes her natural urges to be slutty and obedient. But we both know that's not the real you, Tracy. In fact, aren't you lying down like an obedient girl? And didn't you take your panties off like a slutty girl? Well, that's a good girl, isn't it? In fact, a sluttier girl might take the rest of her clothes off, thinking she knows what she's about to do. But a more obedient girl might leave them on, having not been told that she could remove them. Do you see how it can be confusing? So, what are you going to do, Tracy? You want to be a good girl, don't you? Anyway, I've been watching some of those crazy nature shows lately. Have you seen those, sweetie? You know, the ones that show the mating and reading habits of different kinds of animals. It's really fascinating, and it sort of shines a light on how humans sometimes behave. Nubile women and cheating husbands. Dominant males and subordinate females. Bulging cocks and milking pussies. In fact, watching animals mate kind of reminds me of you, sweetie. Now, I know you're not an animal, Tracy, but sometimes you act like one. Of course, you don't have to hunt for your food or even worry about becoming food for a predator. So as a young human female, especially one that's as unsophisticated as you are, all you need to worry about is finding a mate. Now, you can't actually breed because you take pills to prevent that, but that doesn't slow you down, does it? In fact, the natural urge to fertilize an egg that isn't there just makes you even more eager and even less discriminating. You like men, sexually. You seek out the company of men, almost exclusively. And when you find them, you just do what your instincts tell you. Just like an animal. Look at you. I can see that you're already breathing harder. I can see the vacant, dumb expression on your face. And I can see those nipples starting to come to attention. These are classic signs of human female arousal. All this talk is making you really sexually receptive, isn't it, girl? It's okay. That's perfectly natural. A slutty girl might instinctively spread her legs right now, but an obedient girl might be worried about the effect her scent would have on nearby males. What do you think is the right thing to do? It's up to you, Tracy. Good girl. You know, many more intelligent women than you sometimes get caught up in the more complex social structures of human interaction, and they forget that they are fundamentally sexual beings. That they have a proper place in the natural order. But you haven't forgotten. You know your place, don't you, Tracy? And a slutty girl might not be able to resist reaching down with her fingers and spreading herself open. The kind of behavior that signals the boys she's ready to mate. But an obedient girl would keep her hands off. Because no matter how horny she gets, she knows that that tight little pussy doesn't belong to her. So, what does a Tracy do in these situations? Good girl. It turns out that humans aren't that much different from other animals after all. The females of many species are much smaller and weaker than their male counterparts, kind of like you. They rely on the males to be strong and fit. So they try to seek out only the biggest and most powerful bulls to mate with, just like an obedient girl. But when their natural hormones take control, and their helpless brains are at the mercy of their crazed sexual biology, they'll eagerly mate with any male who happens to be available, just like a slutty girl. It's not a matter of choice, is it, Tracy? It's a matter of instinct. A lot of humans like to think they're above these primal laws of nature. But the truth is, we're just as primitive and sex-driven as any other animal species. Just look at how violent and possessive human men can be about their females. Wars have begun that way, Tracy. And that's nothing compared to the soul-crushing way human women can sometimes treat each other. Is there any more insidious example of cruelty in nature? I don't think so. The perpetuation of the species can be an ugly business, Tracy. We haven't evolved that much. The proof of that is in how your sweaty, horny little body is reacting to all these fundamental truths. I know that part of you wants to rise above your biology and be a super sweet, obedient girl. But your nipples are so hard. Your skin is so damp. And your pussy feels so empty. It's in your nature to be a slutty girl. You can't fight nature, Tracy. When you get like this, when you go into heat like this, nothing else matters, does it? You can't concentrate on anything except the need to mate. The need to fuck in the nastiest way possible. Just like an animal. Right, Tracy?
Slut. Nasty.
And that just proves my point. Sometimes it's impossible. Now that I've got my little female here, drippy, dumb, and desperate to do anything in order to mate, I might as well take advantage of her. I might as well amuse myself with her. Right? Right, Tracy? You can be slutty and obedient after all. Good job, Tracy. You are such a good little slut girl. Do you know what I want to talk to you about today, Tracy? It's something so fundamental to your primal feminine urges that you can't even explain why. That's why I need you like this. You don't need to think. You just need to react. But I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I know you're excited, but this is important. First, I want to talk about you. Obviously, you're a little different, a little silly and out of touch, but there's something so adorable about you, especially when you're around boys. You love boys. That's obvious, Tracy, but sometimes when we like things a little too much, we can lose our perspective, and I think you might have a little weakness there. Take your little pussy, for example. It's almost got a mind of its own, doesn't it? It loves to be stretched open and stuffed full. And we already know that you don't have much self-control. So it's not exactly surprising that you sometimes let your pussy do your thinking for you. And what about cock? You love cock, don't you? You love the taste of cock in your mouth. And of course, you love feeling a hard cock throbbing inside your pussy. Maybe it's exaggerating to say that you're addicted to cock. But you have to admit, Tracy, you make some very interesting choices sometimes. And cock seems to be a big motivator for you. Still, it's perfectly healthy for you to love cock. lots of girls do. And even though you can be a little bit obsessive about it sometimes, it's probably not something you need to worry about. But then, there are some of the choices you make, like how you dress, those skimpy little outfits you wear, and the way you keep your skin baby smooth and oily soft. You're a very pretty girl. And you know people are going to notice when you expose yourself like that, especially guys. And even though it gets you lots of attention, it can also get you into trouble, sweetie. Some people might call your behavior a little irresponsible, maybe even a sign of a more serious problem, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I like you this way. There's one thing I'm particularly curious about, and this is really confusing, so I hope you can help me. I know your pussy is really demanding, and I know that cock sometimes makes you do some pretty undignified things, but this goes way beyond that. This is something more visceral, something animal, something you can taste and smell. And it's something only men can give you. It's something you drool for, something you pant for, something that makes you lose all control. I think you know what I'm talking about, sweetheart. It's the reason we're here. Most girls try not to think about cum. It's messy and sticky, and it's hard to get off your skin and out of your hair. It tastes all bitter, and it leaves a lingering tickle in your throat after you swallow it. Most girls don't want anything to do with cum. It's just too disgusting. Of course, some girls are fertile, and they need cum to make a baby, but you're not fertile, Tracy. You're on the pill, so what do you need cum for? Can you see why I'm so confused? Seriously, what's behind all that? Don't you have any self-respect? Men don't own you, Tracy, so why do you let them treat you like that? It's just so degrading. Now, don't get me wrong. I love that you love cum. I love seeing what it does to you. I know how wet you are right now. I know that the mere thought of having that goopy cream dripping off your body makes you so horny. The idea of swallowing it down like food makes you so hungry. It makes you so easy to take advantage of. And you know I love that about you, but I still don't understand what you get out of it, sweetheart. You're very pretty, and you're a really sweet girl. There are lots of boys out there who would take care of you, treat you with respect, and maybe even love you. But that's not what turns you on, is it? I do know that much about you, Tracy. You're a special kind of girl who can only get off when you're being used. It doesn't matter how they treat you. All that matters is that you make boys happy. And you know what? Maybe that's what this is all about. Because when you dress in those obscene little outfits, when you tease and tempt a hunky guy to use your shaved little pussy, when you clench and milk his cock, getting him all worked up, until he pumps his gooey sperm all over you or deep inside you. That's how you know you've made him happy. But you've served your purpose. Thick, sticky proof that you've been a good little girl. Isn't that right, sweetie? Is that why you need cum so much? Well, when you think about it, that's really sweet, Tracy. You just want to be the best little mate you can be, don't you? It's no wonder people don't understand you. All you want to do is make men come in your mouth and in your pussy, on your face and on your body. You want to eat cum, play with cum, smell like cum. Your silly little life revolves around cum, doesn't it, Tracy? You can admit it. It's okay to accept who you really are. You dress for cum. You flirt for cum. You giggle for cum. I think I finally understand. Cum makes you happy, Tracy. Cum makes you stupid. You are such a good girl, sweetheart. So obedient. And so slutty. Just like an animal. Okay, sweetie. I know you can't help yourself. I know what you want. Let's get you some cum. I want you to imagine your sweet little self walking the streets in a hot little outfit. A skimpy yellow and pink latex mini dress, squeezing your sweaty body inside it, slipping against your wet skin. Walking the street on a chilly night in your pair of bright yellow platforms. A teased mess of bottle blonde hair on your head, dyed especially for tonight. Goosebumps on your thin, bare legs, in contrast to your overheated, rubber-encased torso. Large hoop earrings helping to keep your hair out of your face. Your curvy ass wiggling back and forth with each step, barely contained in the confines of your tight dress. A pair of red latex panties trapping the leaking juice of your freshly waxed pussy in your wet crotch. Tonight, you've turned yourself into a sex-crazed blonde bimbo. And you're out trolling for cock. And as you can imagine, it isn't long before you find some. A group of five lucky studs stand at the end of an alleyway, right next to your favorite street corner. You see them, you smile, and you feel your pussy tingle and your heart pound as you approach them. Always looking for a mate, right, Tracy? They're only too happy to accommodate you. They gather around you, groping you. They grip the mounds of your tits. They slap that little butt and give it a hard squeeze. One of them grabs your hair and plunges his tongue into your drooling mouth. And of course, you feel a wriggling hand digging past your latex panties and start to finger you. But what are you doing here, sweetheart? What have you done to yourself? This is just the kind of behavior that can get you into trouble, Tracy. It's just what we talked about. And it's all driven by a simple but powerful craving, isn't it? Sweet, sticky cum. Cum makes you happy, Tracy. Cum makes you stupid. So, you let those guys grope you. You let them finger you. And you let them pinch you and kiss you. You give your body to them, and they take it. You finally drop to your knees, a little blonde girl surrounded by big, strong men. See? You know your place. And the bulges in front of you are so beautiful. You feel hands pulling down your shoulder straps and freeing your tits as you reach forward and free the closest cock from the confines of its zipper. You stare at it, wide-eyed, as your nipples are exposed to the chilly air and rough fingers start to pinch them. A big cock with a huge, bulging ball sack filled to the brim with sweet, sticky cum. And it's your job to milk it out of there. So, you open your shiny, plump lips and take that long, thick shaft into your hungry mouth. You massage those massive balls with your tiny fingers and you suck him, slurp him, tongue him, and tease him. You can taste the savory drops of pre-cum that drip onto your tongue as he takes control of your head and starts fucking your little throat like it's a whore's cunt. Meanwhile, two other guys grab each of your wrists, pulling your hands away from one cock so that they can service two others. You concentrate and pump those new cocks with your hands while you continue to get choke-fucked by the first one. And it's all in the surface of sweet, sticky cum. Cum makes you happy, Tracy. Cum makes you stupid. Hands pinch at your erect nipples and pull the rubber of your skirt over your bare ass before they slap it. As you squat and take turns suckling, slurping, and jerking the three delicious cocks in front of you. You want to make those men happy, don't you, sweetheart? That's a good girl. The men pull you up and push you forward against a brick wall, bending you over slightly as you try not to roll your ankle in your awkward yellow platforms. They keep a firm grip on your hair, and one of them pulls aside your red rubber thong, stretching it across your butt cheek and revealing a young, sopping, wet cut underneath. Of course you are ready for him, Tracy. Ready to mate. He plunges into you, claiming first rights to your vibrant and receptive female body. He stretches you open, stuffing you with his massive cock, and you moan as if a fundamental need is finally being satisfied. You spread your legs and you arch your back like a good slutty girl, and you get fucked like a good obedient. The others watch you and wait their turn. Drool escapes your puffy lips as you whip your empty head around and look at your mate. He fucks even harder into you when he sees the vacant emptiness behind your wide bimbo eyes and the saliva running down your chin and dripping onto your shoulder. He grunts and fucks with violent animal thrusts as his twitching cock starts to fill you up with sperm. You feel the warmth inside you as he empties his balls into his sweet little female. And just like that, he's finished. He pulls out and a little of his cum drips down your thigh. And of course, you eagerly reach down and scoop it up, feeding it into your mouth with a giggle. Sweet, sticky cum. Cum makes you happy, sweetie. Cum makes you stupid. Your first stud steps away from you, is caught, depleted, and spent. But there are four more men to service, sweetheart. And like a good little girl, you will service them. Speaking of which, a massive, muscle, bald man takes his position behind you. He obviously doesn't care that you've already been used, because he wastes no time plugging your sticky little twat for sloppy seconds. He's not quite as massive as your alpha bull was, but he's thicker. And you grunt with a little pain as it pushes itself inside you, sliding in thanks to the ample deposits of warm sperm already lining your pussy. You groan and grunt, and the other men whistle and cheer like a pack of horny animals, lending encouragement to their friend as he fucks your silly little brains out. It isn't long before your flexible pussy stretches to compliance as he builds his momentum and satisfies his own needs inside your milking fuckhole. He squirts inside you, and you get a second deposit of cum. And then he's done with your soaking pussy. Two bowls milked. Good girl, Tracy. Good girl. You're not done. There are three more cocks. Three more loads for my sweet little cum milker. A third guy steps up behind you as you look back at him and invite him with your dim expression of wide-eyed bimbo lust. He's a little thin, but you're not picky, are you? He's also got different ideas about how to fuck you. Instead of getting your pussy used for the third time, you feel his tip teasing your fresh little asshole. Luckily, you're a good girl, and you pre-looped your ass before going out tonight for occasions just like this. He presses into you as you grab at the bricks with your delicate pink fingers. You're breathing uneven and nervous. His eager cock pops into your sweet little ass. And you yip with girly glee as two of the other boys give him encouragement. Finally, he slides deeper and deeper into your vulnerable back door until he takes ownership of you, settling into your ass and making sure you feel him all deep. He stretches you open, lolls your tits from behind, pulls your hair like it's a fuck handle, until eventually, he injects you with another load of hot, creamy sperm. Sweet, 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 sticky, 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 gum, 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 in both your filthy holes. I know, sweetie. What a happy little girl. What a stupid little slut. You're only half full, Tracy. And the two remaining guys decide it's time to finish the job. So they push you down and make you squat in front of them with your back to the wall. One of them steps up to you, a stupid grin on his face. He's young, just about your age, a teenage stud in training. He's just learning how to properly treat sluts like you, but he's got a good head start. He uses his feet to kick your thighs wide apart, and you feel a little sperm leaking out of you onto the ground below. Meanwhile, he does a good job popping his angry cockhead into your tight throat as your bottle blonde head is pressed against the unforgiving brick wall. You gag and choke on his eager opens your throat with spastic, desperate thrusts and leaves your mouth, chin, and tits soaked with saliva. Inevitably, of course, he's not able to contain himself for long. With an enthusiastic grunt, he buries his cock in your throat and pumps his young spunk directly into your hungry tummy.
Come makes you happy.